Blog Talk Radio.
PM in Los Angeles, and welcome to the Ray Starman Show on this Thursday afternoon in sunny Southern California. We've got a great 30-minute show for you today. The first half, we're going to talk about the ongoing situation when 10 U.S. sailors were captured by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Navy, if you call it a Navy, and pretty much taken hostage for 24 hours before our beloved and wonderful Secretary of State, John Kerry, John Tour de France Kerry, got their release by the good graces of the wonderful Iranian government. And after that, we're going to take a quick station break and talk about the U.S. Army's latest bit of complete feminized nonsense, the breastfeeding and lactation memo signed, memorandum for record signed by the Secretary of the Army, the new one, Eric K. Fanning, which was distributed to the troops on November 10th, 2015, a couple months ago. And it was sent out worldwide. And one of the things I found the most bizarre about the whole thing was that of the places that it was distributed was to the Special Operations Command. So think about that one for a second. Special Operations Command breastfeeding and lactation memo. All right, let's go quickly to start talking about the Iranian situation, which for anyone who's old enough to remember what happened back in 1979 and 1980, the Iranians still irritate a lot of Americans for a lot of reasons, for what they did to us back then with the hostage crisis under Jimmy Carter, and what's currently going on now with our absolutely worthless Iran deal that was pushed by our current president, Barack Jimmy Carter Obama, and John Tour de France Kerry, Secretary of State, who is right up there with Hillary Clinton as being one of the worst secretaries of states in the long history of the United States. So you have the Iran deal. You have let's kick off with what talked about what happened several days ago, even before these 10 soldiers were, quote, taken into captivity. The USS Truman, a carrier, was out in the Persian Gulf, and the Iranian Navy fired rockets within 1,500 yards of the USS Truman. And our response to that was typically nothing, because that's the kind of response and the kind of show of force that we give to the world now under the Obama administration. We probably made an apology for it. Oh, sorry, Iran. We're sorry we're in international waters in the Persian Gulf with the United States Navy. Just keep doing whatever you want to us, because, by the way, we're the guys who brought you the Iran deal, which does absolutely nothing for the United States and Israel and does everything for Iran. And hey, Iran, you don't even have to play the Powerball, guys, because we're giving you the Powerball winnings. We're giving you $350 billion to go do whatever you want, as if that's going to placate the Iranians. What do you think they're going to do with it? Do you think they're going to feed the homeless? Do you think they're going to shelter the homeless? They're going to solve the world's poverty problems with it? No. They're going to fund the Iranian military. They're going to fund worldwide terrorism, Hezbollah, like they always have. They always will, unless they're stopped. It's just, it's an absolute debacle. The Iranians know that the President of the United States is a weak sister, and they're pushing us around. And I am deeply upset about this. I know that a lot of Americans are upset about this. We put up with this with Jimmy Carter. Thank God when Reagan was elected, the Iranians knew that, you know, they looked at us the wrong way, and the Gipper was going to do whatever he wanted to them. And like he did with Colonel Gaddafi, who had a wake-up call one night when a laser-guided bomb went through his tent in Libya back in 1981. But, you know, after this incident with the USS Truman, it's almost a week ago now, instead of just knuckling under and not saying anything, you know, I should have told the Iranians is that if you so much as fire an Estes rocket 200 miles of a U.S. ship of Iran, you will lose your whole navy. How about that, Iran? Because let me tell you something. The Iranians, the only thing I understand at the end of the day, and this is the Iranian government. I know that the Iranian people, young people, are not for this. Unfortunately, they're not in power, so we're not dealing with them. We're the thugs that rule Iran. The only thing that they understand is force, blunt and brutal force. They don't understand John Kerry, diplomatic, you know, parlance, his apologies, his many thanks, his this and that. They don't understand Obama's weak foreign policy, his willingness to, you know, go the extra mile to placate the Iranians. The only thing the Iranians understand is a punch in the mouth. And, you know, it's been a long time coming, but if they keep, if they try this, hopefully with a President Trump or President Cruz, I think it would be a much different situation. So now let's move into, and when we come back, I'm going to start talking about what happened with those sailors a couple days ago. I guess it's about 48 hours ago right now, 72 hours. I lost track of time there for a second. It was basically on the eve of President Barack, Jimmy Carter Obama's state of denial speech a couple days ago. And we'll take a quick commercial break here, and I'll be right back on the Ray Starman Show. The Ray Starman Show is brought to you by Steve Barton's News Alert, the total link site for the news and information junkie. Libertarianism, property rights, government corruption, the Chicago mob, the struggle against socialism, union corruption, pension meltdown, higher education ripoffs, the housing crash, Obama, Chicago Democratic machine, gun control monopolist, and the Ron Paul revolution, which is still moving forward, by the way. These and other politically incorrect items of interest you can find on Steve Barton's News Alert, and that's nalert.blogspot.com. If you can't remember that, just search News Alert or Steve Barton's News Alert. It pops right up on Bing or Google or Yahoo because Steve Barton has been doing this for a long time. Steve Barton has been around for over a decade. He's had millions and millions of viewers on his site, and he's often linked to big sites, very big sites like Lou Rockwell. I know he was on there a couple weeks ago, Instapundit all the time. I think he's been picked up by Mr. Drudge before. So check him out. If you are a conservative, a libertarian, want to know about big city corruption, Steve Barton is your man. And now we're back on the Ray Starman Show. Got about 20 minutes left here, and we have a lot of ground to cover today. As I said before at the start of the show, I have had enough of the Iranians, and I do not like watching videos of American sailors putting their hands up and surrendering to the thugs from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Navy, which is what? Like the equivalent of McHale's Navy. I think McHale's Navy had more boats than the Iranians. And we're getting pushed around by these guys. So let's talk about what happened, I guess it's 72 hours ago. The official story from Secretary of Defense Ash Carter this morning from the bowels of the Pentagon was that these guys made a navigational error. Now let's think about that. This is not 1850, okay? These guys aren't taking readings with a compass and a sextant out there and a map, okay? They've got GPS. They've got every form of electronic device you can think of, okay? They've got something that tells them exactly where they are. So how did this happen? Okay, how did this happen? Think about that. I do not believe that was a navigational error. It's possible, but I would say that's only about 25%. I think that's the official Pentagon story. Oh, we just wandered in. Oh, boy. Oh, here come the Iranians. Oh, it's like Stripes, you know, and when they're in Czechoslovakia. Here you go, boys. Hand over the guns to them. Here you go. Here you go. I mean, I don't buy it for a second. I don't buy it. I think what happened, and if you check out my website, USDefenseWatch.com, I have an article on there about this subject. Called Pushed Around by Iranians. And I quote from a blog from a former U.S. Navy SEAL officer, which said that he thought that what really happened was that the Americans were somehow surprised and overpowered by the Iranians. Okay, let's look at it from these two standpoints. They either made a navigational error, which is possible, I guess, or they were surprised and overpowered. Okay. Now, even if they were surprised, how surprised are you when you're on the open sea? The weather's pretty good. It's like they're out there in a dust boat in U-505 where they're in fog and a storm and they can see the Iranians coming. Okay. The rules of engagement exactly aren't crystal clear. And I've been checking out, trying to find out exactly what the rules of engagement are for this. But you would have thought that the United States Navy might have fired back, or fired a warning shot at the Iranians. Okay, which is another thing that aggravates me. Besides the fact of our weak foreign policy, besides the fact that the Iranians are pushing us around again, I'm a little bit upset that apparently we just basically put up our hands and turned in the guns to the. Here you go, guys. Here's the guns. It's like Stripes. All we needed is John Larroquette and Bill Murray on the boat. John Larroquette and his little lederhosen outfit from Stripes. So it's very unsettling to find out what actually happened out there. And I think that it's part of a bigger worrisome picture that I believe the U.S. military is spending more time on sensitivity training than training for war. I think it's something that is going to be eating away at us gradually, like a cancer. And I wonder if prior sailors in the United States Navy of 1980 or 1985 or 1990 or 95 or even 2000 would have just given up. I don't know the exact story. We don't know yet because the Pentagon, like everything, is shoving this under a rather large rug to be forgotten. So they can move on to more important things, like trying to put women into the Navy SEALs. But it's worrisome at best, very worrisome. And these two boats, they were from a Riverine squadron based out of San Diego, deployed to the U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet in Bahrain. They were apparently going from Kuwait to Bahrain. And like I said, how in 2016 do you not know where you're going, okay? You've got GPS in your car. You've got a GPS on your phone. So we're supposed to believe Ash and Trash Carter that these guys just lost their way. They just lost their way and they wandered in and, they gave in to the Iranians. Okay. And of course, the Iranians are using this as a massive, massive propaganda victory. Okay. To me, it sounds like this was planned to further insult Obama. I mean, how much more can they insult him? I mean, you perfectly gave away the house on the Iran deal, but this was planned, okay? And that's why I do believe this former Navy SEAL officer that said that this was planned, and that they came in and they overpowered them, okay? There's a lot of unanswered questions. You're not getting a straight answer. Excuse me. You're not getting a straight answer. You never get a straight answer from this administration on anything, do you? Because they're all about obfuscation and lies, and everything is a facade, And the military, to me, the U.S. military right now is a house of cards. All you have to do is pull one card out and the whole thing's going to collapse. The U.S. military has a lot of problems, a lot of problems. And let's go. So the Iranians use it as a gigantic propaganda boost. And what does John Kerry do when they release it? Okay, some people thought they were going to keep these guys because the Iranians, they've got five Americans in captivity. You think when we made this great deal with the Iranians that we would have said, hey, can you release these guys that you got in captivity? No, they didn't even say anything about it. And so I thought that they were going to hold on to these guys for a while. So they did release them. And probably just to show the world how magnanimous the Iranians really are, you know. And they release them. And what does John Kerry do? Thanks them. Thanks them for releasing them. Thank you very much for these guys for 24 hours, basically capturing our guys on the high seas. The guys that did nothing in return when they saw the Iranian Navy coming towards them. Thank you. Thank you for releasing them, our buddy Iran. Okay, I would have taken the Iranians aside and said, if you pull anything like this again, you're not only going to be engaged, you're going to lose the Revolutionary Guard garrison on Farsi Island. You're going to lose Farsi Island. Okay? It is time that the United States of America takes a large fist and decks Iran in the face. I think a lot of Americans have had enough of Iran pushing the United States around. And I hope that there are some Iranian people listening to this from the Iranian government, because let them know that all Americans are not Barack, Jimmy Carter, Obama. And if a Republican is elected, by the grace of God Almighty, it will be a different show. I can't say what's going to happen if by some crazy miracle, crazy disastrous miracle, that comrade Bernie Sanders wins or Hillary Clinton criminal at large. But if there's a President Trump or President Cruz, be on notice, Iran. Things will be different. Okay. I know that you enjoyed pushing us around when Jimmy Carter was president, and this guy is even worse. That's in office right now. And we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll talk about the latest breastfeeding and lactation memo from the U.S. United States Army Secretary of the United States Army, Eric K. Fanning. And the Ray Starman Show is also brought to you by Gary Owen Ventures, a new hybrid consulting firm offering a unique combination of legal, transactional, and operational expertise to support technology businesses and private equity investors, providing practical, versatile, and relevant solutions to enable growth at reasonable prices, offering leadership, perspective, and vision that comes only from a diverse range of unique backgrounds and experiences. That's Gary Owen Ventures, GARYOWENVentures.com. Check it out. It's a great company that was started by a retired U.S. Army officer who is also a disabled veteran. And I think it's a great company, so check it out at GARYOWENVentures.com. And we're back on the Ray Starman Show to talk about the breastfeeding and lactation memo that was put out on November 15th. I can just find it here and check out the highlights from it. It was distributed to the troops on November 10th, 2015. Now, let's think about that for a second. This is all part of the general picture. You saw it with the, I believe, what happened with the U.S. sailors in the Persian Gulf. Like I said, I don't know the exact situation, but my bet is they didn't do anything when they should have. That's just my bet, but they might have been obeying orders, and if they were just told not to do anything, well, that's a bigger problem with the idiots that are running the show, which we have a bigger problem with than just your average sailor out there. But it's a bigger picture of the military being feminized, the military focusing on the wrong things, like sensitivity training. Okay. Or, you know, the troops doing PT, physical training, in pregnancy simulators to emphasize what it's like to be pregnant and in uniform, because, you know, that's an important thing. That's an important thing for the military to know, you know. Or when ROTC cadets were forced to walk around in red high heels this summer at a couple of universities. That kind of stuff. You know what that kind of stuff is? That kind of stuff is the death of the United States military, folks. That's what it is. That is just eating away at the military. And the Navy is no different from the Army and the Air Force. The Marines are fighting back as best they can, but they've all been destroyed by this political correctness and feminization that is just unprecedented, unprecedented. You thought the military had problems under Bill Clinton? That was nothing compared to what's going on now. Nothing. So we Fanning salutes, salutes. He probably saluted it. He's probably endorsed it. He certainly did endorse it. He saluted it and he circulated it to the troops worldwide. So when I was reading this, I was laughing to myself. I thought this memo goes out to every U.S. Army command worldwide, Special Operations Command. So imagine being some guy in Delta Force and this you see this memo, or the Green Berets, or the Rangers, or the infantry, which will soon be destroyed by feminization, or the U.S. Cavalry. And you have to think to yourself, okay, yes, there are women in the military, and there are women that work in offices and stuff, but this memo isn't basically saying, yes, we know about women breastfeed when they're pregnant and stuff. It basically sets forth new policies towards it, which are so ludicrous that's almost beyond the pale. And I'm going to go over this quickly before the show ends, but it's just unbelievable. And it's unbelievable. They talk about how breastfeeding and lactation support should not interfere with readiness. Well, if you have a pregnant soldier, that basically her readiness is down the drain. Okay. She's not going into combat. Okay. She's going to be doing light work at best as the months progress. And, you know, how are they going to do that? Breastfeeding lactation support in a war, in a combat zone. And believe me, as I read to you this memo, they thoroughly believe in their minds somewhere in the White House or in the Pentagon, the bowels of the Pentagon, that women will be breastfeeding on field exercises and in combat zones. Here's the first line of the memo. Commanders are responsible for notifying all soldiers of this breastfeeding and lactation support policy during initial pregnancy counseling. So everybody in the military knows this has been going on with these with pregnant military personnel for a while, that it's a real readiness issue. That in itself is a readiness issue, which the military has never figured out how to deal with. Here's another one. Commanders will designate a private space other than a restroom with locking capabilities for a soldier to breastfeed or express milk. This space must include a place to sit, a flat surface to place the pump on, an electrical outlet, and access to a safe water source within reasonable distance from the lactation space. So maybe if you're out at the Grafenwehr training area in Germany and you need a safe water source, well, you have one of those water buffaloes out there. A water buffalo, for people that weren't in the military, is basically a big steel drum full of quote, potable or drinking capable water. You know, it's like, what are they going to do? Put the lactation station next to the M1 range at Graf, or strip out an old M113 and turn it into a nursery? I mean, where does this end? It ends with the United States military losing on the field of battle. And that's where we're headed. I'm telling you right now, and I'll say it again, I've repeated myself on the show several times, I really believe those sailors out there should have engaged the Iranians, but and I'm almost positive that they should have. I could be wrong, but I believe that they should have. And, you know, they need to start taking some training instead of sensitivity training. Here's some more from the memo. Commanders will ensure that soldiers have adequate time to express milk, but must be aware that each soldier's situation is unique. The time required to express breast milk varies and depends on several factors, including the age of the infant, yada, 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 as well as how conveniently located the water source is from the pump location. For example, new mothers commonly express milk every 2 to 3 hours for 15 to 3 hours. Okay, women listening, I already know this stuff. So, you know, where does this lead to? Colonel, why aren't you starting that attack right now? Well, we're waiting for a platoon of women to finish breastfeeding. You know, right now the time has changed. It takes them a little longer to do this. And we'll move on when we finish the breastfeeding. Now, of course, there's women that are in the military that are in just offices or so high in echelons above God, this doesn't matter. But how about when you combine this with putting women in infantry and armor and cavalry and everything? How's this all supposed to work? Nobody thinks about that. They don't. They just keep putting forth these memos and these policies, and they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. Do you think Obama has a clue? He never served in the military. What did he serve with? Was he the Hawaiian State Guard or something? He never served in the military, not even in the Hawaiian State Guard. Let's move on to some more points from this wonderful memo from Mr. Fanning. Yes, soldiers must supply the equipment needed to breastfeed. Okay. So I guess soldiers won't be issued breastfeeding in equipment, but that could happen soon enough. That could happen soon enough. And let's continue to move on. Soldiers who are breastfeeding or expressing milk remain eligible for field training, mobility exercises, and deployment. Okay. Think about that one. All right. We're going to have breastfeeding women on field exercises and deployed in a combat zone. Okay. And in a combat zone. Think about that. And I have some callers coming in, but I'm going to want to finish this. So if I can get to you, please hold on. If not, please check in with me tomorrow. I still have a couple things to go over here. I wanted to cover this memo a few days ago when I got backtracked. So please don't feel insulted if I don't pick it up today, but try again tomorrow. You can surely ask me anything you wanted to talk to me about today. Okay. During field training, and once again, during field training and mobility exercises, commanders will provide private space for soldiers to express milk. Where are they going to do this? Is there going to be a special truck or tank or, like I said, an M113? The soldier's commander will permit her the same time and space to express and discard her breast milk with the intent to maintain the same time and space to express and discard her breast milk with the intent to maintain physiological capability for lactation. Commander should work with the supporting medical officer to determine whether milk storage and or transportation will be feasible during the exercise. All right. Well, let me shed a little light on this, okay? When you are in a combat zone, you may not be able to be under the most hygienic conditions, okay? I can only use my war, which was the Persian Gulf War number one, the splendid little war. Yours truly didn't take a shower for 50 days. You know, does anybody think about the hygienic concerns for this type of thing with women in the military and breastfeeding and lactation? So we're all just going to just deploy like this. It's all going to work. And, you know, check in with the medical officer because he won't have any or she won't have anything else to do. Nothing else to do at the time except to store breast milk. Maybe in the Mermite cans, which the mess sergeant, brings out the food in the field. Maybe there'll be a special Mermite can just for breast milk storage. Hey, Sarge, what's in that Mermite? What are we having for chow tonight? There's no chow in there. There's just breast milk that we're storing. And once again, this is nothing against women in the military. They're doing a lot of jobs spectacularly. It's the combination of the insanity of women in combat arms and special forces with these kind of feminist policies. Join me tomorrow on the Ray Starman Show at the same time, 1 p.m. Pacific, when we talk about a myriad of U.S. military and political and foreign policy issues. Thank you for joining me. See you tomorrow at 1 Pacific. And if any callers, I will check in with you. Please check in with me tomorrow. Thank you very much.